Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keezer. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Friday, March 16th, 2018. Welcome to day 421. The Washington Post and New York Times say Donald Trump plans to remove National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster and is currently considering potential replacements. Trump plans to take his time with the transition in order to avoid humiliating McMaster and give himself enough time to make sure he has a strong replacement. Other Trump officials like Ben Carson and Mick Mulvaney are also rumored to be on the chopping block. Quote, "There will always be change," Trump said. "I think you want to see change. I want to also see different ideas," end quote. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, meanwhile, disputed the story that Trump had decided to fire McMaster, tweeting, quote, "Just spoke to POTUS and General H.R. McMaster. Contrary to reports, they have a good working relationship, and there are no changes at the NSC," end quote. Meanwhile, the Washington Post says Trump is on track to hire multiple cable news personalities to fill out his cabinet. Trump has discussed having Fox News contributor John Bolton succeed McMaster as National Security Advisor. Veterans Affairs Secretary David Shulkin could be replaced with Peter Hegseth, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. And Trump has already named Larry Kudlow to replace Gary Cohn as his chief economic advisor. John Kelly, meanwhile, whose departure has been rumored to be imminent, has settled on a temporary truce with Trump. The Wall Street Journal and Axios say after a meeting with Kelly, Trump told advisors that his chief of staff was, quote, 100% safe, end quote. Kelly told colleagues that the two of them have patched things up for the moment. Quote, "I'm in," Kelly told his staff. Later, Kelly speculated that all the recent news about possible staffing changes is because Trump has been talking with people outside of the White House when he's not around. And finally, MSNBC, CNN, and The Washington Post say Stormy Daniels was threatened with physical harm in response to her claims that she had an affair with Trump in 2006. When Mika Brzezinski asked on MSNBC's Morning Joe, quote, "Was she threatened with physical harm?" Daniels' lawyer said yes, but didn't say what the specific threats were or whether or not Trump was the one who personally threatened her. During a CNN interview later that day, Daniels' attorney confirmed that some of the threats have taken place during the Trump presidency. Daniels' interview with 60 Minutes is set to air on March 25th. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. Ivanka Trump will meet with South Korean Foreign Minister Kang Kyung-hwa. 2. Vanessa Trump filed for divorce from Trump Jr. 3. All 7 U.S. troops aboard a military helicopter that crashed in western Iraq on Thursday are dead. 4. Representative Louise Slaughter died Friday at age 88 while serving her 16th term in the House of Representatives. 5. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals tossed out a rule that required financial advisors to act in the best interest of their clients. And 6. A resolution denouncing white nationalists and neo-Nazis died in the Tennessee Statehouse 36 seconds after being introduced. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keezer. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.